Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Black dome. Now to Gen Z talk. What's the new generation? What's after Gen Z?
It is...
What do they call it?
Yeah, I know this. We've talked about this.
Yeah, there is a name for it.
Alpha?
Is it?
It might be Generation Alpha, maybe.
Yeah. Or is it Beta? Yeah, Generation Alpha comes after
losers.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
And
so
every generation before the one hates it. Like,
well, look, you know, Gen Z's getting a bad rap, and you can decide whether you think that that is legitimate or not. But the workplace habits are why most people rail on the Gen Zers.
Mm-hmm.
Entitled,
sure.
Lazy,
save spaces and coddled, and
yeah,
all that crap.
I mean, they're bringing, like, there's stories of helicopter parents going to job interviews with their children,
yes,
or kids.
Well, and it's if you've ever known any of these kids, like, the idea of picking up a phone and calling someone or going to meet someone in person is, like, the most terrifying thing in the world.
There's, like, supposedly anxiety of, like, ordering at a menu at a restaurant, things like that.
Yeah, well, the average, I think they say now, it's like the average 20-year-old has the average anxiety of a psych patient from, like, 30 years ago. It's a real, anxiety levels are through the roof.
So,
and then when you hear, like, what they're anxious about, to an old fart like me or us, you look at it and you're like, are you serious? And then you realize for them, that's a...
Buck up.
It's a big deal.
Buttercup.
Someone said Jen No House.
Yeah, they don't have houses like we did at that age. But I would say that there's a bunch of stories out there about how they have more money than we did.
Yeah.
They're not in debt.
No.
They don't have a mortgage.
They're smarter about the idea of...
It's just like, I don't know, Well, it's just different.
And now they want the two income, no kids. I forget what they call that, but there's a word behind it, like an acronym where it's
TINK.
Yeah, TINK, right?
Two income, no kids.
No kids.
Yeah. Not to be confused with TWINK.
No.
Is it DINK, double income, no kids?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that might be, DINK.
Yeah, DINK.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it could be TINK.
No, I think
well,
it's
TINK. But...
You're right, double income. Anyway, Gen Zers are up to no good. The latest is career catfishing.
What?
Do you know what
that's
this
a job?
Is? Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
So this is where they are getting hired, and this is people, they're like 27 and under.
Yeah.
They're accepting job offers and not showing up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I thought they were talking about lying on resumes or something and getting jobs that they're not qualified for, and I'm like, haven't we always done that? But the not showing up? Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Well, that goes to the whole ghosting thing. This is like... I'm telling you, the younger generation, they will do anything to avoid a conversation or having to awkwardly tell someone no. It's like the idea of, like, if you go out on a date with someone, instead of just saying, hey, it didn't work out, thanks for coming, their thing is, I'll just never talk to you again, and eventually you'll get the point. And it's the same, like, the work will figure out if fourth day in a row.
Anything that even resembles conflict in the slightest gets avoided.
Yeah, research found that a staggering 34% of 20-somethings skip day one of work.
Wow.
Not communicating with their new employer.
That blows me away.
That is awfully high.
Absolutely blows me away.
What? No. I almost can't believe that. You get a new job and one in four don't show up?
Yeah. Actually.
One in three, really.
Well,
and by the way, I'm guessing this isn't, like, high-paying, you know, like, super nice jobs, but when my buddy was in the car business, he recently got out of it, but... He used to talk about this all the time about, and he was, like, they were paying very, very competitive wages because they thought like, this is what we have to do. But he would tell horror stories about that, of just people like hiring someone and being like, okay, you're working on a Monday, like it's your first day or whatever, show up for training. And yeah, they'll just no show. Yeah. He would talk about that all the time. So that is a real thing. I don't think people are doing that when you get hired at a law firm, but a lot of hourly wages jobs, or the youth will apply at 3 or 4 different jobs and then they get one and then they'll get a different one. So they just like, well, I don't need to worry about that other one, and I'll just never talk to him again.
Alice Raspin, a job seeker in her 20s, recently gained TikTok acclaim after turning down a gig offering her $37,000 a year, arguing that the pittance of a payment just won't cut it amid a global inflation crisis. What bills am I paying with that? She asked her over 234,000 followers. A full-time job for $37,000 a year? You're dreaming.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
But it's still the idea of...
As opposed to us who think, well, it's a start.
Yeah, it's a start.
Pay your dues and see where it goes.
But just something. But just the idea of not showing.
I know.
Just not showing. Like, eh.
Just said, no respect for the
no. The
corporate
no. Workplace. That is
100%. They just don't care.
No.
What would you
and
say
they're not following
you do
rules.
Here?
Well, they view them all as they're the evil, you know.
Yeah.
The evil right. corporations.
They're basically just messing with it.
Yes.
They're just like, screw you.
Screw you, I don't care.
I don't play these games.
But at the same time, then you complain about not having anything. It seems a little short-sighted, but, you know, that's also coming from whatever the hell we are. What are we, Gen? We're Gen X, right?
I think you're different than me. You're young. You're a baby.
I'm like 2 or 3 years younger than you.
We've done this before. I thought...
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We've done this on the show where aren't you like a...
Born between 65 and 81, Generation X.
Okay, yeah, so we're both... I was gonna say. Didn't we call you a millennial at one point?
How am I... Like, we're not we that...
We've talked about this. Do you remember anything we ever do on the show? Because I certainly don't.
Well, you
but
don't,
I do cause... remember a segment where you technically qualified as a millennial. Which totally makes sense with your behaviors. The kids were over the other night, and we were talking a little bit about this. And my future daughter-in-law's point was, well, and they both have good jobs.
Yeah.
She works in a corporate, it's more of a blue-collar job, but it's with a big corporation.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, why should I make less when all the older people, I have to do everything for them because they don't know the technology. That was her point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that's fair. I can't imagine it's easy. Like, her big thing was, you can't even convert a PDF to a, I don't know, whatever the kids say.
Hence, she making a very valid point.
Well, I can do that.
Okay.
But there, I thought about me and you here at the station. Dude, the young people at the station, you and I, we can't even start our own recording.
No, that is true.
Actually, I think I can.
We've done this.
But you and I have discernible technical skills.
We rely on our Drew Allerin there to hit buttons.
Well, and I came in today, we had a technical problem, and I couldn't do anything about it either.
No, we all had to punt.
Right, and so then you call in the 21-year-old. Or Joey's pretty young. He's our engineer. Yeah. How old's Joey? Is he 30 by now?
I'd say he's 30 something.
So he comes in and fixes it, and he's going, well, how the hell am I making? Oh, interception. Will Howard,
yep.
How the hell am I making less than these dopes? They can't even, you know, and that's all fair, but I told her, I'm like, you know, that's just one part of the job. Yes, I think the older people need to be a little bit better about keeping up with the technology,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they can't do that. Doesn't mean that you do the job, the full job, better than them.
Yeah. Well, the young people all think that old people are worthless.
And then I backhanded her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm true. Just kidding. That was a joke.
Young people think that old people are worthless. And that
they really do.
Yeah. And that's, you know. But again, I would make the argument that that's probably most generations and what they think of the generation that came before them or two
well,
before them.
I don't
them,
think the olds are worthless.
No. But I think, look, I just try to be careful with judging younger generations because then you just sound...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you just sound like...
I get where they're coming from.
Yeah.
At the same time, there is that... Yeah, no, we got to go. This is the last... But there is that whole, like, dude... Suck it up. Like, just freaking put your head down, work a little bit, and you might like what comes.
Yeah. Nah.
Well, if anything is hard, then it sucks.
Get rich on
it. Exactly.
You know what? It might be hard for a little bit.
Things are hard.
And then you get through it, and you're better
at
what
you do. The other one is...
they going to get rich on TikTok.
There is no such thing as getting your dream job right out of college. Like, they think that they're... Oh, I don't like this job. Yeah. Well, it could lead to the job that could lead to the job that could lead to the job that you want. But to them, they're like, no, I'm going straight to the top.
Well, I just want to go on TikTok.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah, but I'm going to do dances, and I'm going to get paid.
And it makes me sad.
And it makes me sad.
It does make me sad.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.